The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Duttiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami. Duttiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami. Duttiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami.
Here's a verse from the tradition. There is no fire like greed, no crime like hatred, no sorrow like separation, no sickness like hunger of heart, and no joy like the joy of freedom. Look within, be still, free from fear and attachment. Know the sweet joy of living in the way. A more contemporary teaching phrase that's been around: joy is whatever is happening, minus your thoughts about it. So in particular, in tonight's sit, tuning in to how doubt arises in our minds, you can notice at times during the sit the desire, the compulsion to need to think about something, as if this thought, this idea, this question in the mind needs to be clarified first before the awareness simply connects with the way it is in the moment. So the basic counterweight to the habit of doubting, spinning in unproductive circles of thought, lost in thought, the basic counterweight is to find in the mind that willingness to simply connect. It doesn't matter so much what the particular object of the present moment is that awareness connects with. in a sense, any object, any present moment object will do. The real question is the mind willing to put down the compulsion to think, to answer a particular question that has arisen, to feel the neurotic need to resolve doubt, to clarify what appears confusing or ambiguous, to put all of that aside and instead to simply connect. Could be as simple as connecting with the direct, immediate experience of the body sitting, sensation is being known, or hearing is being known, or breathing in is being known. Don't be concerned if thoughts continue in the background. So it's not about stopping the thoughts or instead, it's more about finding that value in connecting with the way it is. Buddha knowing Dhamma, the simple natural wakeful quality of the mind, opening, connecting, knowing, it's like this. This is how it is in the moment. And notice how any tendency towards doubt can be immediately dispelled. In the moment, the mind connects with the present moment object and simply knows this is being known. It's like this. There's no doubt as you breathe in and you feel the sensations of the air touching the nostrils, as an example. In the moment of just connecting with that simple touching, there's no doubt in that experience. Or hearing the sound of my voice as sound, no doubt. This is how it is right now. It's just this experience being known. And of course, if you find the mind challenged in this intention just to connect and sustain attention with the present moment, then to be curious about what's in the way. What is in the way of the mind settling? Simply acknowledge and be particularly interested in the underlying feeling tone that's present, a subtle uneasiness or anxiety or controlling tightness in the heart, wanting to fix. Wanting to make things right, wanting to get rid of. There are many questions the mind can ask that we won't know the answer to, but maybe that's okay. Because what the mind can know in any moment, awareness can know, it's like this now, this experience of the body or this experience of the thinking mind. is being known. It's just this experience of the body or mind being known. And maybe that clarity, that certainty, in a sense, is enough to know that this experience is being known here and now. Maybe we don't need some complete story or explanation. We don't need to know whether we're good or bad, a successful meditator or a bad meditator. Maybe it's enough to know that it's like this now. This experience of the body or mind is being known. There's a very interesting moment when the mind, the wisdom in the mind, recognizes that the mind's been lost in thought, caught up in some reactive pattern. And in that first moment of recognizing that, it's often the place where doubt, judgment arises. So just notice that moment. And in a clear way, notice that no matter how seductive the distraction was, no matter how seemingly lost the mind was in its drama, its neurotic activity, you might recognize that there's something about the practice that can't be broken or can't be stained or... In other words, it's always possible just to begin again, recognizing, well, now it's like this. So even if there is some reverberating stress from having been lost in thought, the body is tight, for example, mind is a little bit discombobulated. But the Buddha, the awareness, can simply recognize, well, now it's like this. This is what's being known. This is how it is. In this way, the mind doesn't take the bait, thinking that it needs to dwell on how bad I am, or how stupid the practice is, or whatever the particular expression of doubt that we might have a tendency to get lost in. Because whatever it is, whatever it feels like, it's just something being known. We don't need to be either for it or against it. All that needs to be done is to recognize that it's something being known. in a very real way right now. Each of us sitting under the proverbial Bodhi tree, sitting right in the middle of our lives right now. Exploring this possibility of being unafraid, this possibility of being deeply relaxed, very alive, open, even considering the possibility of happiness, a heart unburdened. Despite all the evidence from this swirling world of suffering, notice the doubt, like somehow some version of it's not okay for this heart to be open and unburdened because I'm not a good person, or because there are other people who are suffering, or just a lot of doubt about whether the heart has a right to be open, to be alive, sensitive, to be free. Free, at ease with the conditions as they are now. Not needing things to be different than they are now. All embracing, all forgiving. This deep willingness to be right in the middle, to feel what's here to feel. The serene, relaxed smile of a Buddha. Resting in compassion and kindness. And perhaps in these moments, these last moments of the set, perhaps recognizing the mind, the heart free of doubt, kind of beautiful confidence. Confidence in the mind or confidence in the heart itself. The heart's capacity to be right in the middle in a beautiful way. Be open in a beautiful way. Deeply grateful.